I'm here in front of the Syrian embassy with Ahmed, who's 32 and who's come here to protest. Ahmed, can you tell me why you came here today and what happened in front of the embassy?
Well, the story hasn't started from today or from tonight. It's been 50 years. The people of Syria are living under the worst, the most cruel dictatorship you can ever imagine. The crime started 11 months ago when this regime used all weapons, even forbidden weapons, against civilians, killing, torture, rape, kids torture to death, infant torture to death.
And what happened last night in
Homs? What actually started from last night and up till now? Now, while I'm talking to you, Homs is bombarded. There is 500 to 600 people killed tonight only in a single neighborhood of Homs. They used heavy weapons against civilians.
Why came we here?
Well, what we see from the international community is talking, no actions at all. This is shameful. We came here to make our voice to be heard to the British government. All what they do, just telling Assad he has to leave, which is not enough.
What do you want the international community to do?
Well, we don't want them to do us a favor. This is their responsibility. What we want them to do is, first of all, apply proper pressure for the Assad regime to finish, which is apply no-fly zone. Number two, we need protection for the civilians, safe area, so that the people could, you know, the defection soldiers could have a shelter.
And can you briefly tell me what happened? How many people were arrested today?
Well, the exact numbers, we don't know the exact numbers today. There's a few guys who broke into the embassy and they've been arrested, and there's one or two activists were arrested with no reasons. We just want to know why they've been arrested. And on top of that, we want proper actions. No actions being taken against this regime. And we ask the international community, why this double standard with the Syrian people? Are we human in your dictionary, in your balance? Do we deserve all this? Thank you. Thanks a lot.